Good morning. Welcome into In Focus, News Radio KMAN. And today, a very special program here as we celebrate Boomtown here. It's back here for 2021. And we've got three guests joining us in studio today. And we're pleased to have them all three here. I'll go through and name from my right to my left, Kara Hawley, events coordinator at the Wamego Chamber of Commerce, joins us this morning. Kara, good morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
You bet. We've got a couple members of the Pyro crew joining us as well here for Boomtown. Neil Ebert on the right. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Chris Hoopy to my left.
Hey, great to see you this morning.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you all three in here. We are, the public is very excited about having this event coming back here. And I see you've all got your Boomtown t-shirts on. And Kara's maybe a collector item someday here because it says 2020 on it. So
this was the shirt we didn't get to wear last year.
Yeah. So there you go. That's what a neat item to have. Neil's got his from 2008. And Chris, I'm not sure. That's just like a generic Boomtown shirt.
This is this year's official Boomtown public shirt. So
okay.
That's the design.
Very cool.
Wamego was established in 1866. So that's why it says Boomtown established 1866.
And when was this festival put together? It's not quite that old, is it?
It's older. who knows? No, it's probably not that old. But I think people have been celebrating Independence Day for quite some time. So this event goes back well before our times.
Our Independence Day parade will be 150 years this year.
Really? Well, that's good to know.
One of the longest running Independence Day parades around.
That would be the sesquicentennial, if I'm remembering it right.
You said that very well.
Oh, I know some people struggle with that word. I've encountered enough times in my radio career that that one doesn't trip me anymore. So, well, it's great to have this event. I know there was all kinds of challenges last year, and you know, we don't like to talk too much about the past, but Kara, I know you've got to be excited to have this event and welcome people back into Wamego.
Absolutely. We're thrilled to have everybody be back. You know, we had a really successful Tulip Festival in April, and it brought a lot of people out, and I think everybody was just ready to see each other and have a good time. There was comments from that event, you know, about really great seeing dogs and kids. So definitely it's going to be a family event on Sunday, and we're excited to have everybody back and welcome everybody to Wamego.
I was out at Tulip Festival, and that was a lot of fun. A lot of people. It was the first time really I'd been anywhere where there was that big of a crowd. And, you know, I know that was kind of a measuring stick here for how Boomtown would operate here in July.
Yes, that's right. And the success of that is got us really excited for Sunday.
All right. Well, looking forward to that. And I know it's not just about the fireworks. The fireworks are obviously the climax of this whole event. But let's talk a little bit about what's happening starting this week here.
Sure, absolutely. We've got a lot of things going on. We've got the car show in the Wamego City Park. We have the Antique Engine Truck and Tractor Club show also in the East City Park. And then the Columbian Theater will have a drama club bar, adult beverages. So that'll be something you can come inside the air conditioner and cool off and get a beverage. Also at the Columbian Theater, they will be showing Boomtowns 1 and 2 at 1:30 and 3 inside the Columbian Theater. The Methodist Church is offering Boomtown pork burgers and pie. We have the City Carnival from 3 to 10 p.m. And then also at the Methodist Church is a patriotic vocal concert at 4 o'clock, which they've been doing for years, and it's a really great concert. And then of course our 150th annual Independence Day parade is at 6 o'clock. We also have a parade food court that opens at 3 o'clock and is open until 9 p.m. In the 500 block of Lincoln. And then of course the classic rock concert out at the Rec Complex featuring the Departure Band. They will start playing at 7:30, and then they'll also play for a while after the show. And it's my understanding they're going to play a little bit longer this year after the show just to allow people to still sit back, enjoy, be patient, and wait to leave. And then, of course, our fireworks are at 10, and super excited for that.
That's going to be a lot of fun, and, you know, it's good to have you know, the carnival back, obviously, and all the vendors. Now that this really is a community event, and you know, Wamego does it probably better than just about anybody here in the Flint Hills region.
We collaborate really, really well with the city of Wamego. We couldn't do it, of course, without the city, without the police department, without the fire department, without the sheriff's department. It's a collaborative effort, and everybody pitches in, and we have lots of volunteers that help out throughout the day, too. The event would not happen without our volunteers. That's just absolute truth. And we really appreciate not only the volunteers, but everybody that we work with.
Yeah. What is the theme for the parade this year?
Freedom Still Rings. Okay. Yes. And we do have a float contest. So you can be in the parade and not be in the contest, but then there is also a float contest as well.
Okay, very good. And so the parade, again, that leads up into the show then on Sunday, right?
Correct.
Okay, 6 to 7, I think I saw. Okay.
The parade starts at 6, yes.
Parade starts at 6, okay, very good. Again, we're speaking with our Boomtown folks here, Wamego Chamber Events Coordinator Kara Hawley and the members of the Pyro Crew, Neil Ebert and Chris Hoopy. Now, I did see here at the Columbian Theater, there's the Boomtown 1 and 2 Behind the Fence. Tell me a little bit more about this and what people will see if they come check that out.
Sure. Boomtown 1 was a student-made film project from Wamego High School where he chronicled his perspective on the event and what it meant, the 4th of July, for he as a youngster, and got behind the scenes a little bit and kind of took a journey to show how the show's put together and backgrounded the pyro crew and what goes into that event up leading to the point of ignition on July 4th. And that was a really neat documentary project he did. That's roughly a 30-minute film, I believe. That'll show at the Columbian Theater on the 4th. It's free. Boomtown 2 was a follow-up to that. It's called Behind the Fences. So few people, you see the show from the outside, but few people get to see it from the inside where it's being lit and the ignitions are occurring and seeing the activities inside. And Boomtown 2 takes a look at that, which is a perspective very few would ever get a chance to see. And that will also be for free showing at the Columbian.
All right. Very cool. That's sounds like a lot of fun, and especially if you're into the technical aspect of putting on a big show of this magnitude. And so that'll be shown at the Columbian Theater. I'll tell you what, let's take our first break. We'll come back and we'll continue our conversation here with members of Boomtown here in Wamego. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.